Well, Shira Springer is here right now. And Shira, she's WBUR Sports and Society reporter. I bet you wish we had clear skies on Monday.
I do wish we had clear skies on Monday. It would have made my life a lot easier.
Okay, so Shira's here to talk with us about sports as we do every Wednesday. But we have to talk about the marathon first and foremost. Because everybody, listen to me carefully. Shira Springer is one of the intrepid 30,000 people who puddle stomped for 26.2 miles on Monday. Honestly, what was it like? How was it?
About as miserable as it probably looked from the windows here. It was absolutely brutal. It was everything they predicted and worse. I remember a moment at the start where we're all sort of huddled under this tent that a sponsor had sort of put up. And there was this massive downpour, and a runner next to me turned to everybody in the group and said, I thought the downpours weren't going to really get bad until closer to the finish. And then we were like, well, what if this isn't the really bad part of this storm?
Oh, dear.
And as it turns out, it wasn't the really bad part. And it did get progressively worse the
Absolutely.
Closer you got to Boston.
I mean, as we were watching, our studios are sort of nearish mile 24. It just kind of, as the day progressed, it just got worse and worse and worse, including with the wind. So, I mean, as a runner, Shira, like how, like you had to change your strategy in terms of how to tackle the course.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing you do is you just forget about time. You say time does not matter, simply getting to the finish line and getting there healthy and without sort of, I wouldn't say without hypothermia, I think pretty much every runner suffered from hypothermia in some way, shape, or form. It was just the degree. I know my lips were blue when I crossed the finish line.
Okay, so wait, everyone, I have a source, a good source inside of WBUR who tells me that you came into work after running the marathon. And even at that time, first of all, I don't know why you were here. And second of all, that your lips were indeed blue.
Yeah, and that was probably about an hour and a half after I finished the marathon and I had changed into dry clothes.
Such is the dedication of Shira Springer that she comes into WBUR to report after running the marathon. But I mean, about that hypothermia, I don't want to joke about it because it's serious. I mean, how many runners did you see genuinely struggling out there?
Everybody was struggling in different ways. I mean, you could just tell that people couldn't get warm. I mean, the thing that happens when you start running, your muscles warm up, you sort of loosen up and everything kind of goes smoothly. But people were just struggling almost, you know, from mile two, mile three. It was just tough between the wind and the rain and then the more rain and then more wind. It was unrelenting. There were people you could see who were constantly trying, you know, stepping aside. I saw people kind of stepping into porta-johns, just trying to get out of the rain and just get a respite for a moment. And they also had relatives meeting them or friends meeting them on the course with dry clothing. People were trying everything just to try to stay warm and somewhat dry or get a little bit dry for a small portion of the race.
I mean, we haven't seen weather like this in the marathon for decades.
Yeah, I mean, many people were saying this was the worst weather ever that they can remember, at least in the last 20, 30 years. That being said, I think that for the medical staff, heat is actually a bigger concern than cold. It's harder to cool down a body than it is to warm up a body. And one of the great surprising statistics, and something I think says a lot about the determination of marathon runners, the BAA reported that 95.5% of the runners who started the race finished, which I did not expect that statistic, and I was in the middle of it, seeing people just struggle, you know, they were wrapped in plastic, they were shedding layers, they were putting on layers, they were walking, they were looking for warmth anywhere. So I was really surprised to see and hear about that statistic, but there was a great little social media message going out with that statistic, which was, this is why you hire marathoners.
they will get the job done.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, including no matter how long it takes, because I wanted to talk about one little story. This is the story of runner Mary Schertenlieb, because she crossed the finish line after midnight on Monday night. She's a cancer survivor. She was raising money for Dana-Farber, raised some $33,000 because she'd been a patient at Dana-Farber. And we have a little bit of tape from her. She spoke to CBS after crossing the finish line.
You could do anything. It may not be how you imagined it playing out, but you could still get it done.
Just what do you make of that story?
Well, and when she's saying it may not be how you imagined it getting done, what she was talking about was she reached about the 15.5 mile mark and was seem to be in the early stages of hypothermia, wet, cold, lips, you know, teeth chattering. And she had told her doctor she wouldn't do anything stupid. And I think she has a compromised immune system from all her cancer treatments. And so she stopped. And then her husband, you know, kind of, I guess, collected her and said, well, why don't we try to finish this thing after the rain stops when the conditions are just a little bit better? So they went home, sort of regrouped, dried off, warmed up. And then, you know, she and her husband came back out onto the course and completed the job.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's just, again, one of those stories that make marathoning. It's just, and that's kind of what was great about the day and the weather, because it showed sort of the true essence and spirit of marathoners and what the event is really all about.
Okay.
For me, at least.
So I want to talk to you about then, if you put your sort of reporter, true reporter hat back on here, because even given these really rough conditions, we had on the men's side and the elite men, Yuki Kawuchi, who wins with something like a 2:15 time.
Slow, yes, yeah.
Wait, I mean, slow? I was going to say, like, that seems incredibly fast.
Oh, no.
Gale force wins.
Well, I was going to say respectable for the conditions. I think any time, you know, is respectable for the conditions, but slow. I mean, just slower than you would expect for a men's winner, much slower than you would expect, as was the case for the women's winner. I believe Des Linden, the women's winner, an American, finished around 2:39, which is, and usually they're in the low 220s. Yeah. I think 2:22 usually is about the winning time.
Now, for Des Linden, the first U.S. woman to win Boston since 1985.
Correct. Yeah. Big, big, big drought-ending win. This is sort of, we are coming, it seems, into a new era of American female marathoner. Shalane Flanagan won New York in November. Now Des Linden wins Boston. And the surprise winner, or runner-up rather, Sarah Sellers, out of nowhere, places second. Didn't even know she placed second when she crossed the line. Not a professional runner, full-time nurse, wakes up at 4 a.m. to train, had to ask at the finish line, what place was I? And when they told her second, she thought second in her division. She didn't realize second woman overall.
Oh, my God.
She arrived in Boston hoping for an Olympic trials qualifier time. She got that. She ran a personal best. I believe it was 2:44. And she was also hoping that she might win enough prize money to cover her trip out here. I believe she lives in the Phoenix, Arizona area. She won $75,000 for her runner-up finish.
Good girl. Oh,
so a winner in her own way, yes.
Okay, so we got a minute and a half here left, Shira. Because you've worked so hard already this week, I'm going to let you choose. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the Celts, Bruins, Tom Brady, just in case, Red Sox?
Let's talk about the Celtics, because, you know, they had a big win last night. They are up in their series. It looks like they're going to advance, despite the fact that this has been an incredibly injury-riddled season. I love what people are saying about this season. It's been all about wait till next year, because when everybody is healthy. But people have been saying this is the best wait till next year season you could possibly imagine. And it's a team you can really fall in love with, because they're young, they're gritty, and they just, last night against the Milwaukee Bucks, they simply wanted it more. And you have Jaylen Brown. Oh, my gosh. 21 years old, scores 30 points, youngest Celtics ever to score that many, to score 30 in a playoff game. So lots to look forward to.
Lots, and they won 120-106, as you said. Great win. Well, Shira Springer, first of all, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Another successful Boston Marathon for you. You're made of tough stuff.
Thanks. Ditto.
Oh, no. I sat in
next
a dry,
year.
I
next
sat
year.
In a dry studio, looking out the window, going, "Thank goodness I'm not out
we'll
there."
We'll get you out there next year, right?
I can run after my kids. That's good enough for me.
That's a marathon in and of itself, right?
Shira Springer is WBUR Sports and Society reporter. Shira, thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.